was the stimulus or the inspiration behind the production of 12 Angry Men?
The initial idea is that I want to do a play which will help to draw in more audiences for the Mandarin Theatre, because I think the what we have been observing is that in recent years, you know, there is a dwindling in the number of audience for the Mandarin Theatre, and a lot of the comments we get from audiences is like, you know, nowadays the plays are so avant-garde, you know, they could not understand. Well, of course, I mean, while I do not totally agree that avant-garde plays are not understandable, but I do understand that there's a large number of audience who would actually much prefer to be at least introduced first, maybe, or to have the opportunities as well to watch some kind of a mainstream drama on stage. So I think that, you know, it's all about the balance here. Right, neither one is good nor bad, but it's a matter of balance. So I thought, and also looking at the fact that nowadays in the Mandarin Theatre Circle, not many theatre companies are staging classics. So I thought, okay, so maybe classics is the way. And I've chosen 12 Angry Men, also because it is a court case. You know, it's exciting, there's a little bit of suspense, and the storyline is... it's strong, and then it's there's an interesting topic, so I thought that might be a good play to draw in the Mandarin Theatre audience, be it new audiences or old audience, right? So hence that project. And really, I mean, the if we're talking about the stimulus or the inspiration, it's really quite simple. It's just that, actually, right? But also I would also add that there's another fact is that why of all classics available, why do I choose 12 Angry Men? One of the reasons is that we have always said that there are not enough male actors on the Singapore stage, especially in the Mandarin theatre scene, maybe perhaps not so much in the other languages. So I thought, you know, I would like to have some challenges in my production. So since we can't really get a lot of male actors, why don't we get 12 instead? So let's make it more then. So and 12 Angry Men fits the bill, you know. So I think that's part of the challenges for me. And to really to see whether, you know, what's the state of our Mandarin theatre scene? Are we able to do that? Maybe if we aren't, so what is the problem? You know, so that's something above and beyond that production that I would like to explore. So,